95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
I really ain't that strong. hear the ringing of my telephone. It's just the whistling wind to an empty home. Yeah, I can hear that ringing on my telephone. Just the whistling wind to an empty home. It might just blow me down if they don't put me in the ground. And a hootie baby really rang a bell on me. Well, I'm sure you're living fine and free ever since the day you laid the hurt on me. Well, it won't be long till someone comes along.
5% of our annual budget comes from listeners like you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting CKUW 95.9 FM at Fun Drive.
Mystery you'll never ever see. It's our policy. It's our policy. I'm sorry, sir, but you're gonna have to live. It's our policy. Our policy. I'm sorry, sir, but you got to leave. It's our policy. It's our policy. I'm sorry, sir.
CKUW 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio is on the air. But listen, we're not live this week, believe it or not. We've broken the streak. Good grief. I got a doctor's appointment, though, at like, I think I have to be there at 8:30 in the morning on Wednesday morning here. So I'm recording this. What is this, the day before? Oh, yeah. This is Monday evening pre-record here from the old Campbell residence, the Campbell computer room. So not quite as fun as being live in the studios of CKW. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. This is episode 342, and welcome to it, everybody. Yeah, for my my callers that or for my listeners that call in, you know, pretty much every week. Don't call, you know. It's just going to keep on ringing and ringing and ringing. But anyway, yeah, we'll be back the next week, and we'll brave the frigid, cold temperatures as winter has finally arrived in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. But let's get into to the introduction set first. What we're doing here is we're actually trying to clean up our year-end review show for 2025. So that was almost all of 2025 releases. Some of my favorites. I was saving that last one we just heard because it's one of my albums of the year for sure. Probably tied for first place, I would say. But we heard Propaganda with Rented PA from a great record called At Peace, which you should go out and get right away. 2025, of course, and that was Epitaph Records. One of the things I'm looking forward to in 2026 would be a Propaganda show. What I'm not looking forward to is trying to get the tickets, because my batting average with prop shows ain't great. It's not good. I mean, it's low. I'm probably batting around 150, maybe. And, you know, you want to be up there in the 300 range, you know, at least. So, yeah, not good, not good. Maybe my internet's not fast enough, or maybe I'm not fast enough. I don't know what the case is, but who knows? We'll see. 2026 might be a good one, you know, for ticket buying. So it's already been okay. It's already been pretty good. So I'm happy, happy, happy so far. We heard the Viagra Boys before that with Store Policy from a record called Viagra Boys. And that, of course, was 2025. And Shrimp Tech Records is who those boys are going through for sure. Yeah, this one is one of the non-2025 albums. But we heard the Evaporators featuring Nardwar, the Human Serviette. We heard Ogopogo Punk from a record of the same name. That one came out in 2017, sorry, on Mint Records. I had to play that one because a couple of weeks ago, maybe even 3 weeks ago, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, one of my favorite broadcasters ever, was appointed to the Order of Canada, which is wonderful. Some people are probably like, that's stupid. Nardwar is just a goofy dude, you know, interviewing and you know, interviewing celebrities and you know, politicians and all this stuff. But to me, I think he deserves the Order of Canada appointee, because one thing for sure, he stuck to his guns. He never, ever compromised. He kept doing his thing, his way. And yeah, what an awesome, awesome interviewer too. Like, people are freaked out. If you know, go on Instagram or YouTube or whatever, and you watch some Nardwar stuff, you'll see, like, the artists are just freaked out. He's such a funny and great interviewer. What a great researcher he is. Unbelievable. Such a great interview when you get Nardwar there. So congratulations, Nardwar. Yeah. And you should know that Nardwar, and I should have looked this up, but he still does his community radio station out of Vancouver, British Columbia. For sure. So that's so awesome. So happy for Nardwar. That's amazing. We heard Compost Band before that. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and they were one of my albums of the year as well for 2025. The album is called Perennial, and I can't even remember what we heard, to be honest with you. Hold on a second. That's ridiculous. Okay, where's my internet screen here? Ill-prepared. There it is. So we heard, we heard Lemon Balm from the record Perennial, which was self-released in late 2025, just under the wire. December the 2nd was the release date for that Compost record. Wow, crazy. I don't even know how to pronounce this band, but I just discovered them last year. And, well, it's spelled S-M-L. So Smil? 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 Yeah, beats me. But they're out of California, United States of America. And we heard a song called Taking Out the Trash from a record called How You Been, which of course came out in 2025 on International Anthem Records. So a little bit of jazz in there, right? And same with Compost, a little bit, little touch of jazz, but not, you know, I'm not quite ready for the full-on jazz quite yet, but a touch of jazz here and there. You can sign me up for that, no problemo. We heard Pulp before that with Spike Island from a record called More, which came out, oddly, in 2025 on Rough Trade Records. Yeah, I might be getting a lot more into the band Pulp after listening to that record. That's for sure. That's a cool album. A new discovery out of Canada, out of Toronto, if I'm not mistaken. We heard a band called Horse Bath with a song called Really Did a Number on Me from a record called Another Farewell. That came out in 2025 on Strolling Bones. What a cool record label, Strolling Bones. That's a cool name for sure. And that was a cool record. If you're into the kind of alt country thing, hey, 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 that is a killer album. And then, I don't know, are the Cowboy Junkies alt country? I think they kind of are. And yeah, we went back all the way to the Trinity Session and to a Lou Reed cover of Sweet Jane, which came out in 1988. That was put out by RCA Records right here in Canada, recorded at the Holy Trinity Church in Toronto, and that blew them up. And then, of course, they went on to great things, you know, soundtracks, the whole works. But I had to play that one because there's a series that apparently, now I don't know if this is 100% accurate, has come to an end. And the series is called Stranger Things. Now, listen, I haven't seen 1 second of the TV show Stranger Things, but I've had numerous people come up to me and go, have you seen that Stranger Things, man? And I'm like, no, I haven't. I have not seen a bit of it. And they're like, you got to check this out. My cousin was one of them. And she was just at Christmas dinner. She was raving about Stranger Things. She said, it's such a good thing. You got to watch it. Da, 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 da. And so the Cowboy Junkies came out about 2 weeks before what was supposed to be the grand finale and said, our song, Sweet Jane, is going to be on the grand finale of Stranger Things. I'm like, wow, that's cool. And apparently what's happening with Stranger Things and some other, you know, television series out there on, you know, things like Netflix and Crave and all that stuff, songs like Sweet Jane are actually charting again because so many people are discovering these songs like from 1988 for the Cowboy Junkies. And yeah, they'll start charting again. I haven't checked to see if Sweet Jane is charted again because of Stranger Things. But anyways, what I was saying was there's a whole rumor thing going on the internet that Stranger Things is not actually done. And that wasn't the grand finale. That there's going to be another season or something of Stranger Things that'll just pop up. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's wishful thinking by people who really don't want to see the series end, but interesting. Interesting stuff for sure. So we'll have to see what happens. We'll kind of follow up on it. And who knows? Maybe if the weather keeps going as cold as it's turned in Winnipeg, maybe I'll have to get my mittens on, you know, some Stranger Things episodes and see what all the hype's about, see if I'm into it or not. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, so yeah, we should be about, what, almost 40 minutes into the show. But we should talk about a few things, you know, before we get back into the tunes. Actually, what I'll tell you is we got a pretty fun show. So we're going to, we got one more set to end off our 2025 year-end review part. Kind of a sad part. We lost, of course, every year we're going to lose some musicians that I really like or love. And so we're going to play them because we unfortunately did lose you know, some musicians. It doesn't seem as bad for myself last year as it's been in past years, which is great. But still, there were some unbelievably great musicians and artists that we lost. So we're going to have a set about that. Yeah, we're going to have a David Bowie set because basically we lost Bowie 10 years ago. So we're going to celebrate his life because, I mean, what a brilliant genius he is. Oh, yeah, and we lost Bob Weir right at the end of the of 2025. And so we're going to do some Grateful Dead for everybody because we don't do enough Dead on this show. That's for dang sure. And the very next set after I shut my big yapper, we're going to do Winterruption because Winterruption is right around the corner. It's about to start, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if my bank account is like usual, but we're going to go for it. And I'm already going to the Fear concert. Negative Charge are in that. We'll go through all the bands after the set. But yeah, I'm looking forward to some Winterruption. I'm kind of hoping I get to go to three shows, including the Fear show, but yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But anyways, so another bad week on the, you know, on planet Earth in terms of politics and all that. But yeah, I know last week I went off pretty hard on, you know, on the whole Minneapolis situation and those ICE people, those terrorists and ICE, you know, actually terrorizing poor American people, you know, horrible. That continues. Yeah, there was some rally that went on with a bunch of Nazis or something, and they got chased out. Hilarious, though. It's Minneapolis, so it's you know, much like the same climate as Winnipeg, damn cold, right? And so everyone ended up throwing water balloons at the Nazis. And, of course, that's cold, dude. That's freezing. And so they ended up chasing all the Nazis out of Minneapolis, which I was quite happy about, for sure. But the ICE thing continues. It's just ridiculous. I mean, yeah, it's just horrible. But then what's even, you know, worse is the head moron, you know, down in the United States running things there has decided he's going to try and take over. Well, he's already done Venezuela, and that's all kind of simmering down a little bit. But now he's seriously going to go after Greenland. And so it's getting pretty scary out there. I know the Germans have moved troops into Greenland, as of course has Denmark, and there's talk that Canada is going to start moving some troops up there. Not good. Yeah, I talked last week a little bit about World War III, which is pretty damn depressing, but it's kind of pointing toward that. And yeah, for the head moron down in the States to do that, and you know, basically threatening to attack a fellow NATO member. Oh, that's going to be interesting. Our prime minister has been down in China, signed a big trade deal with the Chinese, which sounds good to me. Of course, there's always downside to everything. So I think we're a little bit worried about our security up here in Canada. But yeah, we can't trust the Americans anymore. So we have to look for different trade abroad. And apparently today, Mr. Carney, where the heck is Carney at? He's somewhere else. Oh, no, he's in Switzerland, I think, today. And we're looking to, you know, bolster trade with some of Europe as well. And, yeah, everybody, actually. I think Carney's been making the rounds, which I kind of feel better about because I think we have to insulate our economy so that we don't go into a massive recession. And we don't want that. That's for sure. So I think he's doing pretty good, you know, trying to keep us, keep our heads above water. And speaking of which, you know, I saw something kind of interesting, maybe because of the carbon tax being gone, but the price of gas for us drivers out there has come down a little bit. And this year, I can't remember, I think it was like, was it 13%? No, I think that's the opposite. I think what's happened is groceries have gone up 13% for some reason, and gas has gone down, I think it was 5% for us consumers. So, of course, you win some, you lose some. There's not, you know, I think we're at the point where we're not going to win everything. We're going to win something and then lose something else. So it's tough. So a little bit of good news and, of course, some bad news. Good grief. But anywho, what can you do? I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to keep on fighting every single day. Good grief. Oh, and hey, the weather is more like Winnipeg. I was wondering what was going on with all this unbelievable, like, minus two, minus three. I think a couple times, a few weeks ago, we did the plus thing, plus one, plus two. Well, that's gone. And, while I'm doing this, while I'm speaking here, I'm looking on my computer screen, and it says minus 21. And I don't have the wind chill, but, I'm sure it's going to be about minus 25, 26 out there. So the cold weather's started, so plug your car in, and I think it's going to stick around for a while now. So, get ready to go. It's mitts, scarves, long johns weather, finally. It took a long time this year, so we'll take it. We'll take it. At least I'll take it, for sure. So, all right. Oh, and listen, one more thing before we get back to the music is I want to remind everybody that Fun Drive for CKUW is coming right up. We really, really, really want your help this year. I'm going to start pitching right now, but of course, running a radio station is expensive. So about 30% of our operating budget comes from you, our listeners. That makes our radio station listener-driven rather than corporate-driven, which is wonderful. And that means we don't, put any annoying commercials on you, while you're listening, which is wonderful as well. But I also wanted to mention that Stylus Magazine, we want to keep that running, and it's absolutely essential that if you can get us to our $60,000 goal, there's a good chance we can keep Stylus running. And it's the last free music magazine available in Canada. Every single other city that had a magazine like Stylus is out. They're gone. They don't exist anymore. They folded. And so if we could do 60,000, hopefully 65,000. Last year we did 60,000 and like $75. Like, we made our goal by the skin of our teeth. And if we could do that, maybe if we can do, 60,000, or maybe we could do 65,000 this year. If we did 65,000 raised money during Fun Drive, I'm almost certain that we could keep Stylus going while at the same time doing some wonderful things with the radio station. With the extra money, we could definitely do some other stuff for programming instead of just pinching our pennies, right down to the last penny. So, and I can tell you from being on the board of governors at CKW, we are a penny pinching company. Maybe you are too. But if you could help us out, and I'm talking any kind of amount is great. We generally start pledging at $35, which gets you a Friends of CKW card, which, by the way, if you pledge $35, I think you'd only have to use your Friends of CKW card maybe 10 times, 12 times, 15 times during the year for discounts at wonderful small businesses across the city. You will have your $35 repaid to you right then. But of course, we've got other incentives too, like the super duper comfortable hoodie, which I own two of. And they're for wintertime. It's like my lifeline. It's so comfortable and so warm. It's amazing. And but we'll get into all the other stuff there. But listen, Fun Drive runs from February the 6th all the way to the 20th. It's at the same time as the winter games here that are taking part actually in Italy. And so lots to do in the frigid cold February. But please, please, please save us a few dollars and keep us running at 100% radio power here. And like I said, help us keep Stylus Magazine running and keep it free and keep it on newsstands. I can tell you we're doing some cost-cutting measures for Stylus to hopefully keep it going. But nonetheless, we still need to make that $60,000. And I personally really want to hit $65,000 this year. That would really, really help us. So anyways, we'll in the weeks to come, you'll hear all about it on many, many shows on CKW. And your support is going to be really, really needed and really, really appreciated. We really, really appreciate your help. So anyways, okay, there's my first pitch of 2026. Wow, That was a long one. We're about 50 minutes into the show. We better get on to the music. Listen, Winteruption is right around the, right around the corner. So let's get into a full Winteruption set here. And then we'll come back and we'll tell you about all about where they're playing, who's playing, what's playing, the venues, the whole thing. It is CKUW. It is 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio is pre-recording this week. We're back next week live, but let's enjoy some Winteruption tunes right now.
song.